We are on Welcome to Elevate Today podcast. Today, I have a very, very special guest. It's Annie, guys. If you know Annie, this is my very best friend. We've been going through life together for officially a year. So, Annie, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our lovely audience?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me here, Hannah. We've been procrastinating this for so long. Yes. She somehow had my brother on this before I was on this. Yes. But I'm 22 years old. I just graduated college from UC Davis, and I'm just kind of navigating through healthcare at the moment, about to get my foot in the door. So I have a lot of things coming up, but at the moment, it's just been shenanigans with Hannah.
Shenanigans with Hannah. Yes, this is Annie. And okay, what we really wanted to talk about is the whole idea of navigating your early 20s. She looks at me with wide open eyes. But yeah, pretty much because we've traveled together, we've gone through life together. And what's really fun is we are living our early 20s, except we analyze everything. Like after many experiences that we have, whether it's going out, partying, you know, trying different things, meeting different people, creating new friendships. It's like we analyze everything, and it's like, is this life about fun? Is it about building a foundation? Is it all an experience? And so, yeah, we wanted to come to certain realizations and share what we've learned and the awareness that we came to.
Yeah, and I think your early 20s is the time to try new things and really build that foundation for yourself. But you can't do that without trying new things and experiencing all these things without, you know, being scared, right? That's what we've been doing, is this kind of being spontaneous. Mm-hmm. And from those, we get those experiences, we learn new things, and then we change, right? Mm-hmm. And by doing so, we could build that foundation for our older self that we could look back to and just kind of appreciate everything that we've gone through.
Yeah. And it's like we were talking about it before we started. We're living in such a different society, in such different times, where our parents can't even keep up with how to raise us. Like no parent can really keep up how to raise kids these days, because with technology, social media, changes in environment, a parent has no idea the reality a young adult faces, a teenager faces. And so it's like they're out of whack. They're honestly naive to the things that are going all around in this world.
Yeah, you're really getting raised by technology and your friends. Mm-hmm. Like the people you surround yourself with, the environment that you're in, those are the things that in the end will shape who you are.
Yeah. And we both come from strict parent backgrounds. So you can go into that. I talked to your brother about this, but like, from your experience, how has it been being raised, you know, your parents are awesome, being raised by your parents, but them like raising you super cultured, where you almost had to raise yourself or let your friends give you advice on things, navigating the American style of living, American culture?
Yeah, it was hard finding a balance, because I'm not going to be this crazy wild child, but at the same time, I don't want to just sit at home and do nothing, right?
Yeah.
And I have three brothers. I'm the only daughter, so they were even more strict with me. Like, my brothers can get away with so much more than me, and I've always been very, like, jealous and annoyed about that. But, you know, like, I wouldn't be who I am today without not listening to my parents, really. Like, I really did have to go out there and find out for myself. And I know this is a cliche, but, like, honestly, fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
And, like, again, like being the only daughter, all this pressure was set on me to be this innocent, like pure person. And I am pure, right? But just because I've tried these things, these experiences, just because I've drank and partied, doesn't mean that I'm not pure, right? So it's kind of like finding a balance between it and not letting my parents define who I am, but me like going out there and figuring it out for myself.
Mm-hmm. People with strict parents will always deal with that. Like, trying to people please your parents until you realize you're like, wait, I'm way too old to be doing this. Like, I need to live my own life.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's a thing where when you have really strict parents, you end up being very witty and sneaky. And it's kind of like, it kind of backfires on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, the whole goal is for them to not find out.
That's true.
But that's the thing. We were raised with strict parents, super cultured parents. Like, that's why we get along so well, is because other people don't realize the rules we have to deal with, like, when we have to deal with our parents. Like, clothes. You having a curfew, mm-hmm. clothes. That's not so much of the thing, but, like, people will make comments, and I'm like, but yeah, like, it's different. Therefore, we want to talk about the whole, we won't get into detail because I'm kind of scared to do that still. But, like, the life you live outside of your strict parents. I think the primary, most important thing is to try new things and do what you're scared of. And mm-hmm. to not be scared to do what your parents are scared for you to do.
Yeah.
In the worst way possible. Because you're, like, good, strict parents, they raised you to think and live and be a certain way. So that's still instilled in your brain. Therefore, you need to test out these limits and experience life. Because, in my opinion, life really is an experience. And you have to come out of it the best way possible with your own understanding of things, not just what saturated information of what mm-hmm. someone told you to do.
And I like how you said test your limits, because there are times where you're going to go beyond your limits, but you didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. So that's when you tone it back down, right? But you wouldn't have even known the limit was there until you surpassed it.
Yes. Is this for good or bad?
It can be. Well, I was thinking more so on the bad side. Like, for example, partying, right? Mm-hmm. I definitely surpassed that limit last year.
Talk about that. How do you know you surpassed it?
Well, it's just like, it would take away my weekend time. Like, I could have done so much more than being, like, hungover, going out. You know, I don't regret anything, because I think everything is a lesson. You learn from it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't regret anything I did. And I don't think anyone should, because it's just a phase of your life that you have to go through. And whether you want to make changes after that phase or not, that's up to you. I personally am, with this new year, like, being more career focused and goal oriented. But that doesn't mean I'm going from 100 to zero. It's more about limiting myself. I think that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking of some times where I got some phone calls from you. You're like outside. I'll just say you're outside, you're freezing, and for whatever reason you lost your keys. Like, the fact that I've gotten that call multiple times, that's when you know you surpassed your limit.
Yes, and another big sign of the world just telling me, like, Annie, calm down, was like, recently some, like, bad things were happening that were connected to alcohol.
Like what?
It doesn't mean that I was the one who made that situation happen.
Yeah.
But it was connected to alcohol. It goes back to that. So I'm like, okay, this is a big sign. The universe is just kind of, like, putting it right in front of me on paper in big writing. Tone it down, Annie.
Okay, but what happened?
Well, there was a situation where, like, my stuff was taken in my own home from, like, a grad party that I had. So that was a big one. And then something else happened on New Year's. So I was just kind of fed up with all that. I was fed up with myself, to be honest. I was like, you know what? Like, this is not how I want to live my weekends. Mm-hmm. So I am instigating that new change in yeah. life. And not just that sector, but, like, in a lot of things, like, my new habits I'm trying to create and solidify before I start a full-time job, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I love about the way that we did 2022 together, is we're like, dang, we finally have all this freedom to do all these kind of fun things. Like, let's do it. Let's just see what happens and go for it. Like, we traveled and we did these things, but now that we realize it's time-consuming, it's takes all your money, it kind of, like, puts you in situations where you're dealing with people that aren't, like, 100% themselves. Therefore, it's not totally real relationship dynamics. And yeah, it's fun, but at the end of the day, it comes down to what really matters and, like, the futuristic things. Like, you're really thinking about your career, and as am I. And it's also like, I want to have experience so that I can tell my kids about this stuff one day, mm-hmm. but I don't want to have so much experience where I won't get to have that experience sooner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Like, I'm starting to have this way of thinking where it's like, if, like, would a mother do this? Is this what a good mom would do?
Hannah, You guys, Hannah's ready to be a mom.
I'm not ready to be a mom, but like the way you live now is creating the habits of your future. Like, let's say you and I, we go out every weekend, go to different spots all over the world, or all over wherever, to go out drinking. We have this thing where we go to all these music festivals, and it's like, it's our thing, it's our habit, it's our like way of life. And all of a sudden, we're 22 now, we're 25, and we're like, dang, we got not a lot of time left to have that prime time of life where our fertile window is at its best part. And we're just out drinking, and all of a sudden we expect to meet someone and to change our habits, change our lifestyle, get the alcohol out of our system, and be like healthily fertile. Mm-hmm. It literally starts now.
Yeah.
Same with hookups, because you're single, you should, oh yeah, have fun, get with people, do all that fun stuff. But then eventually you're going to meet the right person. It's not like, oh, I love you, all of these people are gone. Those people are still around. They're still alive. You have to cut them all off. And then you even have to train your body to get used to one person. Because you're just a routine. That's all you are. You are a product of your routine, of your habits. Therefore, if you're used to drinking, hookup culture, having no discipline, having no like fitness routine, having no health, you're gonna have to make up a lot. And that's just time to build that foundation again. Going back to what you said.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Like, this is the time to build our foundation.
Yes.
And I'm not saying, like, I do agree with you. Like, what we do now, like creating those habits, for example, like if you lack discipline now, like how do you think you're going to do in the workplace?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to communicate with your employer, your employees, da 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 da, without having those skills now? Like, this is time to build those interpersonal skills, like communication, conflict resolution, and that shows up in different forms, and it can in the social atmosphere as well. Something I wanted to touch on is this is a time to dedicate towards creating meaningful relationships and friendships. And I know we wanted to talk about that today.
Yeah.
Is that personally, like, I'm just tired of the surface level friendships, you know, where it's like, hey, how are you doing, what have you been up to, da 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 da, you know, it's fine. But I'd rather spend time time dedicating into the close friends that I have now than being friends with like 100 more people, right? I don't care about the quantity. It's more about the quality of those friends. And that's why you should be very selective with your friends, right? They're not just random people that you're going to be dedicating all this time and energy towards. It has to be somewhat reciprocated, you know? You guys have to have those deep conversations, because those deep conversations are what builds true friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you learn from each other as well.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think that our dynamic is really cool, because we can do so many of these things together, you know, and then analyze everything. And that's what people don't do enough. They don't analyze and ask themselves, was that too much, or should we have done that, or
what's the real reason why I did this,
you know? Yes. And I think that's like a really good friend. And you know, there's certain telltale signs when you should maybe spend less time with someone and invest more time in someone else. And it's like the fruit they produce, a big one for me is like the freedom to express and get my, like, analyze my own thoughts externally, but even have my perspectives be sharpened, which you do really well with me.
Yeah, we just go back and forth, to be honest. And you know, I'm gonna be real with you too. Mm-hmm. Like, if you do something that you probably shouldn't have done, I'll call you out, you'll call me out, right? But again, it doesn't hinder our relationship, our friendship with each other, which I respect. Like, we're very mature about it.
Mm-hmm. And like, we talk about guy girlfriends, like guys and girls being friends.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like, I'm starting to sing it or whatever. Just, I learn from people and I love to do that. And I barely have, you're the one person I really kill time with. Everyone else, it's like, I don't know, training. It's working out. It's
everyone else's business.
Everyone else's business. But, what was I gonna say? Oh, female friendships.
Mm-hmm.
That is your goal, like your bread and butter, because women are very fascinating. As I study the feminine nature, it's very interesting. So I really want to protect our friendship, even if it's like putting up boundaries and do's and don'ts, being honest beyond what's expected with like you, and also like being mindful of how we influence each other, because we had that conversation on New Year's Day and I was just Annie, you're a bad influence on me. And then you were like, Hannah, no, you're a bad influence on me. And then we talked about all the good ways we influence each other. We're like, dang, no, we just influence each other.
Period.
And like this whole new season, we're like, we're doing a tournament. You're reading 12 Rules by Jordan Peterson. And it's just like a new energy because we had the experience. Now it's time to get things together. Like fun is not a priority when we have so much energy to get ahead. So that we can have fun, like, forever.
Exactly. And that really is the goal, right?
But it's, like, a balance. Because we have so much fun. But it's, like, also, hey, I need to get work done. And hey, we go to the gym. This is our gym time.
And back to the female friendships. I never really had, like, a bestie growing up or anything like that. And I don't know if that's the same with you. But, like, we didn't have really close female friends. I know you had Jessica, right? But for me, I don't know. I just could never get super deep with another girl. I always had like close guy friends. That's just kind of how I grew up, around so many guys and you know, three brothers. But recently I have been investing more time in those female friendships, and again, like, it's very selective, because anything toxic, it's just like I stay away from it naturally. Like, that's my instinct, like, nope, that's not for me.
Like gossip and promiscuity, women bring that out of each other very easily. And it feels kind of like it feeds something inside of us that you don't
competition.
Yeah. Guys, it's not really about that. So that's why it's really like selective. You want to be mindful of the emotions that arise when you're with certain girlfriends.
And another part of it is judgment, right? So if you're talking to someone, I'm telling them like a secret or, you know, something very personal, even though they say they're not judging me, you kind of get the vibe from someone, like you feel it. Right. So the female friends I have now, like, I feel very comfortable around. I actually recently talked to them all because I just had like a recent life experience that.
What is a life experience? Like
I had a recent life experience.
Just said that so seriously. I'm crying. Okay, go ahead.
I had a recent experience.
Oh my god.
That made me. Okay. Okay. That made me realize that I really need to sit down and have conversations with people. Oh my god, she won't stop laughing.
I had a recent life experience, guys.
You know what it was. But it made me just realize I need to sit down and have these serious talks with the people in my life. Just kind of letting them know, like, this friendship that we have is beautiful, and like, we need to be having these deeper conversations if we really want it to grow, because these are the conversations that no one really has, which is weird.
Yes.
And when I was calling my friends individually, I did them one by one, I was like, I need to talk to you. And when I did talk to them, they were just so happy that I talked to them about it. Like, one of my friends, Harmon, she's like, honestly, Annie, like, this brought a big smile to my face. Like, you have no idea. I feel like crying right now.
Seeing and you how told them, like, how much you care for them.
Exactly. I told them, like, you're going to be in my life for a long time. Okay? I just want you to know. You're going to be in my life. You're going to be my fucking bridesmaid, right? And them just hearing it was big for them. And I did communicate with them, like, I am here for you, no matter what. Like, we're here till the end. And, you know, like, anything you want to talk about, like, things that go in your head, like, I'm here for you to talk to about it, right? Because we were having all these conversations in our heads, right, as individuals, but we never speak it out. Because we don't feel like it's a normal thing to talk about, you know? Like, stuff we talked about on Daniel's podcast, like, porn, how it affects relationships, etc., right? Like, those things don't get talked about enough. And I think starting those conversations with my friends is, like, the first step.
Yeah. And it has to start with one person being down to talk like that. And that's, like, that's what I really try to do with my friendships or the people that I see. Just be super real and tell them when I appreciate them, when I really feel that, like, I got your back kind of deal. Because if I could do that, then they feel like they can do the same with me. So I try to be open, because we need to be more transparent and real.
and give that love. Mm-hmm. And some people don't know how to handle it. One of my closest friends, she straight up told me, like, Annie, I don't know what to do with all the love you give me. Mm. And it was so sweet. But at the same time, like, I want her to be used to it. I want everyone to be used to that. Like, everyone should have that feeling. Everyone should have that friend in their life who cares that much about them. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And even for guys, I feel like for guys, yeah, it's a little harder to be that way. And I've seen, like, different brother dynamics where they can express their gratitude in a really beautiful way. But you don't see it a lot because guys, they got to be macho. They got to be tough. Don't express your feelings. You're like, hey, man, I love you, bro. You know, like,
when I hear that, my heart gets so warm when they say love you, bro.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And I think Coach Murph is one of those people that really encourages the people around him, like, constantly. And that's more natural for him because he's a coach. But men need to encourage each other, too, because even, like, their mental health, it's just statistics on it. It's like, because you don't get told you're loved by, mm-hmm, doesn't gotta be a female. It has to be your brothers.
Yeah,
it's or anyone where you can feel like, oh dang, you do see me, or I am noticed, I do belong somewhere. Like, we all, that's a basic need to hear it and
feel it
and know it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the easiest way is just, like, say it.
Yeah.
Everyone can reach five people. Everyone has, like, five people they talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they know.
Yeah. And when guys our age are still, you know, like, breaking each other down, roasting each other in a non-friendly way, because, you know, we roast each other in a friendly way. Yeah. But when it gets too far and it gets very personal, I'm like, come on, how old are you, like, 15? Like, this is the shit they would do in middle school, high school. And it's, yeah, like, grow up.
Yeah. And, like, words really do matter, whether they're a joke or not. They laugh. Matter. Like, you can call me something and I'll laugh, but later I think about it in my head.
Yeah.
And so that's, like, a big red flag. So friendships really do matter. And, like, practically, if someone's constantly discouraging you, constantly bringing you down, belittling you in subtle ways where you're like,
you have to reevaluate.
Yeah. They didn't say something super mean, but that made me feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's not someone worth your time. Like, your time is gold. Don't give it to everyone.
Yeah. Why would you have that energy around you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the point of that? Just for the sake of keeping a friendship? That's not really a true friendship, right?
Yeah. And that's why, like, a lot of people do struggle with loneliness. And sometimes people are so desperate to not be alone that they'll settle for friendships that are degrading, that bring you down, that don't align with your values. But there is always ways to seek people, to find community.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can share ways that you found your friends, your circle. It's different because you're in college, but you still sought out your friends, like, very intentionally this year.
Yeah. So for me, I don't really have close friends from school itself. Like, I made a few friends here and there from classes, but mainly my friendships came from, you know, like, sports, right? Taekwondo, soccer. Like, I made a lot of friends through soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just so supportive. It's a different atmosphere when you have friends that are into the same things as you. Especially for me, a big thing for me is athletics. So vibing off of that was really cool. And then social, like, going out and stuff, I meet people. Most of them you don't end up talking to, right, like, afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But a select few, you actually do, like, create this really deep friendship. But it takes that one person to reach out. And that's, honestly, that's, like, almost always me. I'm just that person too, who reaches out. It was, yeah.
I don't make friends. It was you.
No, I'm that person who reaches out.
Yeah,
I'm
that's the one crazy.
I rekindle old friendships, too. Like, my old Taekwondo friends from when I was, like, 10 years old. Like, we grew up together. I just randomly made a group chat a few years ago. I'm like, hey, let's go get dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. We still talk to each other. So I like rekindling those old friendships because it really does take that one person to just send a message. It's not that hard. I don't feel a responsibility to do it. I just am that kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, sometimes it's when you're that kind of person, but sometimes you got to go out of your comfort zone when you know someone in your circle just seems a little off, seems a little lonely, because people are struggling these days. Like, some people feel pain nonstop. You know, we've all been there. But if one friend could pick up a sign, whether it's skipping one too many hangouts, not showing up to training classes, posting something emo, it's like that one text message, hey, I love you, or hey, I hope you're doing well. You don't got to give them all your time because, you know, people are busy. But just be intentional with your words, with your attention. If you're going to be on your phone, then be spreading love if it's true to you.
I mean, all we want really is to be seen. Even if it's that one person who truly sees you and reaches out for you, like you said, that can make someone's entire day. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think being very aware of those friendships in your life and kind of staying up to date with them, because it's so easy for you to not talk for months and months. And it goes both ways, right? It's both of you guys' responsibility to keep that friendship going. Mm-hmm. And it's sad when, like, no one really wants to give that effort.
Mm-hmm. Would you have advice for someone that wants that but doesn't know how to get it?
Oh, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Someone who wants that but doesn't know how to get it. Honestly, something I've been doing recently is writing a lot. So creating a list of first identifying who those people are in your life that you want to get closer with. Like, who are the people that you see? That's something I did recently, you know, I talked to you about it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a small list, and that's totally okay. You don't want a list of like 50 people. That's not realistic. Yeah. That's, you can't put all your time and energy in 50 people.
Yeah.
But write a list of who do you see? You know, who do you connect with? Who do you vibrate at the similar frequency with? Who truly understands you or think will understand you? Who won't judge you, right? Start off with that. And then a lot of people are really shy, like reaching out, asking if you want to hang out. But it's a text message. You don't have to call them. You don't have to say, like, I need to talk to you. It's serious. Like, it's just a text message. Like, hey, like, are you down to hang out sometime next week? That's it. And from that, something beautiful can happen. Mm-hmm. Like when I texted you, we met at GVA and like we had such a great conversation. We fell in love. What can I say?
Yeah. Honestly, doing that makes me nervous.
Like, why does it make you feel nervous?
Because when I want to be friends with someone, like, I've thought it out and like we could work out together, we could train together. But if you're too busy for me, I feel like I'm getting denied. And maybe that's what guys feel like when they ask a girl out.
Of the rejection.
Yeah, but like I'll think of people, and I don't have time to hang out right now really, but when I wanted to hang out with someone, I'll just eye them and I'm like, dang, it'd be cool to be your friend. But then this feeling of like, now they're busy, now they got their own thing going on, or they don't have time for you. It's like,
but doesn't it say a lot when they do put aside that hour for you? You just don't know unless you ask.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. We all have those insecurities. Mm-hmm. Like, we all are going to think that someone wouldn't want to hang out with us, or we're just kind of weird for, like, if they want to hang out with me, they'll ask me first. Like, no. Mm-hmm. Anything good you want in your life, you got to go and get it.
Yeah, honestly, get over yourself.
Get over yourself.
I tell myself, like, get out of your mind. Yeah, get out of your mind. Yeah. And I know you live in your mind.
At least I express it, though.
You do. You're self-aware. But that's why you have these friends who help you with that. Tell you, like, Hannah, you're overthinking. Get out of your mind. Just do it. Go for it.
Yeah, that's what, like, you tell me all the time, my other mentors and people in my life, where it's like, you can't care what people think. Just do it. Trust your instincts. Don't give a crap what people think. Like, literally forget about it. Just do you. And I need to hear that almost weekly, because I will be like, nope, someone's going to judge me. Or no, like, in my head, thinking I'm going to get, you know, made fun of, analyzed, judged, insecure. Like, we all really do have those emotions. And I just have to be like, yeah, I feel it, but I'm still going to do A, B, C, D, E. Be too much. Be, like, cringy. Mm-hmm. But, like, no one really cares.
No one actually cares.
Yeah. No one literally gives a crap. Therefore, experience everything. Like, they're going to forget.
I remember your story. I think it was a few days ago. You were with Daniel. And it was like, Daniel, I wonder how many people we make cringe. And what was the answer? It was like, I don't care.
Honestly, probably everybody. But I'm okay with that.
It doesn't matter, because the people who do matter will be the ones reaching out to you, asking for advice. And in the midst of all those haters, the people who really support you, oh my God, it makes your heart just feel so warm, right? When they reach out to you about your podcast, like, thank you so much for helping me. Like, I really connected with you. Those are the people that matter.
Yeah, it really
does. Everyone else is just noise, yeah. White noise.
Yeah, that's why, like, express out of love, never express out of hate, and find the people that will receive it.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a reason why we get this feeling like, yeah, I need to say something.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to sound weird on the audio.
Well, just have true intention with everything you do. Be real with yourself. Don't do it for other people. Do it because you want to. Like, be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Be true to yourself. Yeah.
Talk about dating. Dating. Okay, dating in your 20s. So usually people, like, date around and then they get, like, into a serious relationship at one point. I kind of did the reverse. I was in a serious relationship, and then once I got out of it, I started casually dating, which was so new to me, just navigating through that whole new chapter of my life, which was last year. Mm-hmm. Same with you, right?
Yeah.
We actually broke up around the same time, and then we connected so quickly off of that.
Because we were both at the verge of tears when we hung out. We walked your dogs.
And- oh. So I just, like, love that we were going through a similar phase of our life and we got to do it together.
Yeah.
But okay, so dating, I was telling Hannah, like, something that's really important is that before you go out there, be true to yourself and real with yourself, and tell just realize what your purpose is with dating. Like, what do you want to get out of it? Do you just want to meet people and have cool dates? You know, that's fine. Or do you want to get into a serious relationship? Do you just want to hook up? Blah, 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 blah. Because when you are in a situation, let's say at a club, you meet a guy, it's just a hookup, but you were looking for something so beautiful, like this man was the love of your life. Well, then you're just going to be disappointed, right? So, like, having those expectations can keep you away from, like, getting what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, distinguishing beforehand, what exactly do I expect out of this, like, date, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be disappointed when the other person doesn't really want to see you again when you hooked up after a night at the club.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's really true, especially when, like, sometimes some people are like this. When you're going to the club, sometimes you just want to get out of your head. You just want to forget. You want to be free. You want to dance. And so you're not really thinking. You're not thinking about what you really want and what you really need.
And the alcohol.
Yeah. Alcohol is never going to help with anything.
Yeah. If you do want something serious and really get to know someone, do not recommend going on a first date with alcohol involved. Period. Really? Yeah, definitely. I mean, if it's a cocktail, that's fine. But, like, as a first date,
everybody does that. Everyone goes on a first date and ends up at a bar or, like, gets drinks. And, yeah, and then all of a sudden there's alcohol in your system and you're like, dang, this guy is really hot.
And, then, like, it's hot in here? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then you sober up and you're like, wait, something's totally off. Like, same guy, right? That's never happened before to me, though.
But it does happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good piece of
advice.
Yeah.
So don't, on a first day, if you're really trying to get someone, know someone, don't have a bunch of alcohol in your system, and don't hook up with someone you couldn't raise a child with. That's what someone said on my last podcast.
That's funny. But another thing is that with dating, you also have to be very careful. You have to really know what that person's intentions are, especially if you're doing, like, online dating through apps. Some guys want to just meet up right away. And it's like, slow down. Let me get to know you a little bit first.
What are your thoughts on apps?
Apps, I tried them. And I met up with a few people. They were really cool, very sweet. Like, I had good experiences. But in the end, it just wasn't something I wanted to continue. Like, we didn't keep on going on dates. Just because with the apps, there's already that expectation when you match with someone. That you have this interest for each other, right? And for me, I need the butterflies, right? Like, I prefer in-person interactions. Like, when you meet someone and let's say they become your friend and then you guys start liking each other and then it's like these butterflies back and forth. Like, when are they going to pull a move?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, like, how my romances have started in my life. The apps, I'm not saying they don't work. That's how my older brother met his girlfriend and they have a beautiful relationship. Like, They're super cute.
Oldest brother?
Oldest brother. But personally, I just don't think it's for me. And I wouldn't have known that unless I tried. Mm-hmm. So back to what we were talking about in the beginning. You need to try it out for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like people bash on it a lot sometimes. They say, like, you'll never find a partner at the club. I disagree. You'll never find a partner on, like, the swiping apps. I disagree. It's like, we're in a time where more people are so single, where people are not going on dates, where guys are too scared to have the balls to ask a girl out. So everyone is just not dating.
Ooh, can I talk about...
Yes.
Okay. Dating in college. It's so interesting because guys, they don't want the pressure, right? Nowadays, guys just don't have as much confidence as back then when, like, our parents' generation, where they would ask the girl out in person, right? It's over text now. Like, hey, what are you doing? What's up? Like, what's good with you? Like, like, let's go to Chick-fil-A. I've been asked on a date to Chick-fil-A before, okay? Like,
did you go?
Yes, I went.
Well, but Chick-fil-A is delicious.
You know, but anyways, it's just like, that's how it is in college pretty often. Sometimes it'll be a cute date, like go to a restaurant and whatnot. But I've noticed, like, guys don't want to deal with the nerves and the pressure. So what they do is make it casual for the first date. Like, I understand the psychology behind that. But at the same time, like, you and I are a little bit more traditional with dating. Like, we want a date. A date date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really true. I never knew the college style of dating. But I definitely think that, like, after observing and listening and hearing and, like, pressing into how people date, relationship dynamics, healthy relationships, unhealthy relationships, breakups, hookup cultures, just really pressing in and learning, the more old-fashioned, the better. Mm-hmm. The more old-fashioned, the better. Like, a good old-fashioned date where there's, like, you take her home at a realistic time, or you know, you guys part ways at a realistic time, where you get excited and it's not so... Gosh, like, these days you text someone to hook up and, like, you in a relationship like that for, like, 5 years and you call it a good thing. But it's like, if he's not willing to be there for you when times are hard emotionally, financially, by your side through whatever, then why would you, like, want him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. And debate me.
Well, with relationships, when I get into relationships, they're serious. I don't just, like, get into it casually, like, oh, we're dating now, breaks up 2 months later. Like, I've never done that. Like, I'm very serious with relationships if they were to start, you know? Like, I gotta make sure I truly do vibe with this person and I do know them. And I do get the point of relationships is to get to know each other more and more. Mm-hmm. But I think getting a good sense of who they are beforehand is really good. Like, don't just rush into it because it's exciting and new and you see all these great things about them. Because what was it, you don't really know someone's, like, true habits or true colors until, like, a few months in the relationship. One of my friends, she was like, nah, girl, what's a year?
Like,
yeah, I think, like, really slowing things down beforehand, mm-hmm, is a good way. Not and rushing. Healthy. It's healthy. Yeah.
So you've been on, like, you've been on some dates since your last relationship. Obviously, you're not with anyone. So talk about, you don't have to say one by one, but just the different things that made you not want to go on another date with them.
Let me start with the worst experience, which was that a guy was practically asking me to marry him on the first date. This was a military guy.
Hey, shout out. They're great.
They're great.
Old-fashioned, though. That's more old-fashioned.
Oh, my God. He was talking about, like, planning a future with me.
First time meeting.
First time meeting. I'm like, oh, my God. That's a date I rushed into. Like, I didn't get to know him beforehand. So that's why I gave my advice. Like, everything I'm saying is based on experience. It was through an app. It was when
That's the risk.
That's the risk. It was while I was in San Diego and Hannah had left. So I was just like, okay, let's just, like, let's just go for it, right? I'm like, that's one of the few times where being spontaneous did not work out. But it's okay. So that was the worst experience. Other things that made me not interested in a guy anymore was that I'm very upfront with my intentions in the beginning of dating someone. Especially when it's like over apps, people sometimes ask like, what are you looking for? And I straight up tell them
a husband.
But yeah, so this one time with this one guy, we went out a few times, but I just felt like he was falling for me really quickly, and he didn't admit to it, but I saw the signs, like the actions, the way he was talking to me. And I had told him from the beginning, that's not what I'm dating for at the moment. So I had to back out of that one. Honestly, it's been a few times where they fall for you pretty quickly, and it's a little like, it's a little weird and scary just because it's like, you don't really know me yet. Like, I've been called perfect on the first date, and I'm like, I'm not perfect. Like, you need to get to know me. You need to go on more dates, okay, my guy.
Like, so let's say this guy, like, he's super cute, he's a great personality, he takes care of you on the date, mm-hmm. He's way too into you, telling you you're perfect and all that, like, that he really sees a future with you.
It's an ick.
Huh?
It's an ick.
Yeah, but, like, let's say he feels that way, but he doesn't express it. That would change things, where you could kind of catch up to those feelings and see he's such a great guy. Because I'm thinking about the guys that could learn from this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you find a girl and you think she's, like, head over heels amazing, don't be like, I love you, like, please just choose me. Like, yeah, play the game, because it is a game.
It is.
Girls like to feel like they worked for you. Would you agree to that? Like, there was in a, like, a,
I think so too, because when something it's like that, too, I don't know a better word for this, when it's too easy, like, let's say they're simping, we talked about that recently, when they start simping for you, when they're, like, messaging you all the time, every day, it's like, you know, it's just like, slow down and relax, like, take a step back, there's no point of this, you're kind of killing what could have happened, what could have been, you know, mm-hmm. You're killing the chance of what could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, know the rules for the game. It's, we're just both have to play
the, you have cards to play the game, like, to know the game.
Yeah, but you also have to trust those feelings. Like, guys are so dumb sometimes, they're literally so stupid sometimes.
Keep going.
I know, I just wanted to kind of hit that point.
Yeah,
where girls are really clear,
but it can be the reverse too. Wait. Like, girls are also very unclear.
Okay, girls give hints.
I got you guys' back.
They're stupid. No, but, like, girls give hints. Like, if she's interested, you'll know. If you start to pull away, she'll show she's interested. But if she's not interested, like, she'll kind of say, like, hey, I'm busy, without giving other options. Or, you know, you'll be flirting and she will not really, like, give you that same energy back. Mm-hmm. And they're like, let me just give more. No, take your no as a no, just like girls should do the same. Guys are pretty clear.
Yeah.
Usually they want physical stuff. And if they don't, they will make it clear.
Yeah, and I think you disagree with me on this, but I think girls can be straight up too. They could make the move, like, in terms of saying what they want. They don't have to keep hinting.
Yeah.
They could be just straight up too.
I just think girls don't really do that, unless they're, like, a different level of confidence.
I've been doing it more, and
you're a rare breed, Annie. Good. Rare breed. You're very confident. You're very beautiful. Like,
stop it.
Why do we do this every time?
I know.
Okay, so, oh, talk about that one recent one where you guys were dancing. Just kidding. I think it's so funny.
Esty?
No, unless you want.
No.
What? Talk about the dance floor one.
In San Diego?
San Jose.
Like, recent?
Yes. Okay, so basically, homegirl was on a date on the dance floor after having some good old Mexican food, and, like, they were, like, friends, but they were definitely on a date, not, like, friends, but not, like, super intimate, serious, let's see our future, but they're like, let's just have a good time, super honest. Huh?
Don't say too much. But yeah, okay, that one. I wasn't sure
because you're just whispering me when there's cameras and like this microphone catches everything.
Well, I was trying to understand which like experience you were talking about because you just said San Jose. I'm like, more information, please. Okay, so I can talk about that. So I was on a date. He was a friend, really chill. Like we had a great conversation, and he's like both mine and Hannah's friend. And while we were on the dance floor, like we had a few drinks, we were with his friends, blah blah blah. I'm like dancing with one of the girls. I'm like, where is he? And I walk by and he's like dancing with another girl.
Canceled.
And it was just so weird. I'm like, I know we're friends, but we're on a date, dude. And that was like a big turn off. And I didn't really see it coming, to be honest, because he is older. He's like, he's mature, right? He's like independent. So it just kind of told you, like, no matter what age someone is, it doesn't really matter. They could have habits of a 19-year-old.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Dang. I love that story.
Why do you... Okay.
It's just... Like, you come to me at the end of it, and then it's, like, a freaking story. And it just cracks me up. I have a lot of stories for you. And that one cracked me up the most. I'm like, wait, what?
It was weird. I didn't feel any type of, like... I didn't feel hurt because, like, this guy's not gonna hurt me. This guy who doesn't really have meaning in my life is not gonna hurt me. And it's kind of, like, I'm confident in myself in that way. But it was just weird.
Yeah.
Weird thing to do, my guy.
And I think, like, if a guy is, like, super cute, super great, super nice, like, still have standards where if he shows signs of disrespect, like, super early on and you're just like, it's okay, just, like, cut it off there because, like, you want to maintain, like, a good flow of respect and mm-hmm. and not needing to forgive someone that early on, like, a first date. Like,
yeah.
It's okay to cut someone off right after the first date. Do it.
All
right.
Instant red flags, disrespect, lying, sensitivity.
I don't know about lying as a bad thing.
Well, okay, there are times where you don't that have sounds to.
Terrible.
It does. Well, no, but okay, there are times where maybe you don't need to tell them this, you know, like they don't need to know this. But lying where you're withholding information that could impact the other person's decisions and feelings,
yeah,
that is harmful.
Yeah, because like when it comes to just super new people, it's like you're not entitled to know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Certain things, and I don't even know if there's going to be a second date, so
that's true.
My name isn't Hannah, and she's kidding. What about green flags? Green flags for the guys and for the girls, like to look for in a relationship or in like in a dating journey. Like, oh wait, this is a good sign.
Confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They're passionate about something. They're driven. That's a big green flag, especially as females. Like, we want to have a man who's very driven and goal-oriented, has things coming up in his life. I personally wouldn't want a boyfriend who's only focused on me. Like, I want you to go work out. I want you to go have time to yourself and grow as an independent person while we're growing as a couple.
Mm-hmm. Not texting 24/7.
Yeah, like, limit it, because it kind of kills the relationship when you guys become so codependent.
Yeah.
What would you say are some green flags from either a male or a female perspective?
I mean, I think that most of the stuff I know, I like have to ask someone about, because I really don't know this game very
Hannah
much.
Hannah is very
confused.
Masculine, has a masculine personality.
I do, though, because like I have to be so mindful of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I want to be super direct and expect like straight up, all right, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
but you're right, like I like to try my best to be more feminine, more go with the flow, more easygoing, more spontaneous. But I think some green flags are like upfront honesty. Agreed. Catch quick, because they say things like, I remember one time someone told me that I just like said a lie. I thought it was a funny lie, it was a joke lie. And I pretty much said I said a joke. And he's like, oh, okay, like, that's cool, whatever. And I'm like, really? That's cool to you? Like, that's just whatever? And he's like, well, like, it's not like I'm going to marry you. And then I was like, why wouldn't you want to marry me?
Hannah's, like, crying. She's like, I'm offended.
Yeah. But, like, that's not, like, a big deal, but that just means we were more like having fun and spending the evening together. Mm-hmm. I think like everyone has their own green flags that matter to them. Like for me, it would be like
it's personalized,
like values with their family, they work out, mm-hmm. They smell good, they're clean, like things like that. They're good with their finances, because like as flowy and suave you want it to be, like you got to be practical.
Yeah.
Can they take care of themselves?
Exactly. How can you take care of someone else if you can't even take care of yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I really feel like more than green flags, it's like people need to put themselves out there more. Mm-hmm. They really do. Like, that's not really a girl's job. They could set themselves up to be available, but like I'm not impressed with the guys I see and know not dating.
Agreed.
Yeah, because like I just think about it, I'm like, what do you expect from your life? Are you really enjoying everything by yourself? Mm-hmm. Like, are you really going to enjoy this for the rest of your life? And I just see that for everyone, because when you're younger, 20s, we should stay focused, and young guys like in their 20s should really like get their finances in order, get their body in order, and like build their foundation too. But like older guys should be going on dates nonstop, because what is life without family? Like, there's few people that don't want kids. Mm-hmm. Don't understand them at all. Because at the end of the day, we have something inside of us that crave family, that crave to have children, that crave to have one person to come home to. That's not going to magically happen. You have to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Someone's going to see what you do as a lot of green flags. Mm-hmm. And maybe going on a date will reveal to you how many red flags you have, you know? Like, how much you need to get your shit together. And so, like, sometimes red flags, green flags can, like, limit someone. But
that's true.
It always comes down to your heart's honest intention and learning. Like, guys, check out Randall's podcast, Boys to Men podcast, because he talks about you got to look good. You got to smell good. Something else good. Feel good. I don't know. But it's true. Guys have a very simple thing. Have money. Look good. Be respectful. And please, please be loyal. No matter who influences you, be loyal. Girls, like, we have to be classy. Mm-hmm. We have to have skills, be nurturers, realize that when we can love ourselves and be enjoyable to be around, someone would love to be around us. Like, a female's green flags, our green flags are so freaking simple.
Which are?
Don't be a hoe. it's like, have class, you know?
Definitely.
Have morals, like be a prize for someone. We are the prize. If we behave, we can get the whole, like, so many things handed to us.
Yeah.
And behave as in be true to our true core, our heart.
Yeah. Two things I want to say. I want to highlight two like phrases you said, which are having true and real intentions, and also what was the other one? Dang, I forgot. You talk so much.
I'm gonna work on that.
I'm trying to like spit back after. But that was a big one. Like, a key point of this entire podcast is like having true intentions and being mm-hmm. real with yourself. And then when it comes to like female-male dynamics with females, honestly, like girls are complaining about guys all the time.
And it needs to stop.
Yeah. And honestly, we're not perfect either. Like, I understand guys' frustration with us, because a lot of females are very unclear with what they want. Mm-hmm. They play these games, like, ooh, like, come run after me, you know, kind of
thing. And then they do, and then you're like, nowhere to be found.
Yeah, so it's, like, all these games, like, unnecessary, like, back and forth shit. It's, I don't know, it's unnecessary. It's a little toxic, to be honest. It kind of tells you about the person, mm-hmm. like, what they're doing. Like, what exactly are they doing? They're trying to entice me, but then they say they don't want me, and then they say that I'm trying too hard. So it's like, I definitely feel it from the guys too. Like, it's a game and it's very tricky. There are no rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I read this, or I listened to an audio called The Game, and it's literally like how guys get at girls. Mm-hmm. And there are no rules, but there is methods that women in their freaking fascinating way, like, fall for. And it's just, I wouldn't suggest any guy read this, because it's just so messed up, the things that actually do work for women. Like, if a guy can get all the girls' attention and then choose you, or one of the methods was a guy, like, talks to one of your friends, mm-hmm. and then looks at you and then kind of like brings out these jealous emotions and then goes
just jealousy to you. Game is one thing.
Why is that a game?
It's so stressful.
Yeah.
I don't even want to.
So anyway, when it comes to like the, yeah, like the end of the day, put yourself out there and have like an honest heart's intention. And like, if I wish everyone could hear this to realize like being single, you won't be happy doing that for very long.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to someone and he recently became single and he was just saying how he met someone new and it's like really special with them. But he's like, no, I'm single. I want to live my life. I just want to have fun. But then, like, she's like, yeah, no, I don't want to stress you out. Like, you go do your thing. Like, if we could spend time together, that's cool. And she understands where he's at because young single people, they understand that.
So with that, you have to get over your own insecurities. Mm-hmm. Because in relationships, when you have all these insecurities, you project them onto your partner, not letting them go out, not letting them do this or have the freedom that they had beforehand. And I do understand that there are going to be new boundaries, but sometimes it's too much. Like, you have to be true to yourself and get over your own self before getting into a serious relationship with someone, because those insecurities are gonna kind of ruin the relationship.
What do you think mine are?
Oh, this is happening. Well, I told you recently, I think one is being told you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I think that's like the biggest one I see from you. But you know why, like, you know the root of that. We had a whole conversation about it over dinner. Candlelit roses everywhere. Rooftop. No, but I think that's one for you. What do you think mine is? What's an insecurity you have that could affect my future relationships? Because I feel like while I've been single this past year and a half, I've been dealing with them, like, slowly, gradually. I didn't even know I dealt with them until I dealt with them. I'm like, I'm actually pretty confident, if I'm may say so.
I mean, like, I think that you and your ex had like a healthy relationship where I didn't spot like your fat insecurities projecting themselves, especially because there was like a lot of trust there, in my opinion. Maybe just like not knowing your own personal boundaries of knowing when to not give so much of yourself.
That was a big one.
It could make you feel like unworthy because you're giving so much but not getting in return, which it's not them, it's you really do give a lot.
I know, and that was the thing I had to struggle with friendships. I had to back away with some friendships because I was getting hurt where I'm like, I've communicated with this person so much and they're not doing it with me, or they're not giving me that time that I'm giving them or want to give them. So I think that was a big thing over the past year for me.
Yeah, and it's not their fault, it's yours.
Yeah, it's mine. It's really like my fault for having those expectations. And I've been learning to not have any expectations with people, because if you have this great expectation, you end up being disappointed. But no one really owes you anything.
Yeah,
right? And if you want to give it to them and they give it to you, then bam, beautiful. That's what happened with us, right? We were giving each other equal amount of energy and time, and that's what blossoms into a beautiful friendship.
And like realizing everyone's normal is very different. Like, someone giving you an hour of their time could be a lot for them, and you give them 10 hours and you're like, why am I only getting an hour? But that could be a lot for them.
So I think that's a big part of your 20s too, is kind of funneling out. I know that does not sound good.
Filtering out
yeah, out the people in your life, because there's friends that you just party with, that's it, right? I'm not gonna like cut them completely, but like, I don't expect anything from them friendship wise
cut.
Okay, Canna says cut. So I will cut them. But yeah, it's like what I was saying earlier, like, have that list. It might be weird kind of writing out people's names, like having your close friend list, but it does help define those friendships in your life. I think it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, because you never realize how like in sync your friendships could be. And I realized that this year. I didn't realize I could have such constantly have deep conversations with people or talk about my dreams and passions with someone like so much. But my circle right now, I filtered out the people that didn't like my expression. And it feels really good because you still sharpen me. You still say, Hannah, like, you're kind of crazy for that. Or you or you're not, you know, having an open perspective, or think about it this way. Like, we debate and stuff, mm-hmm. but you let me express. People yeah. that try to, like, shut your mouth, put a mask on you, and, like, not allow you to express are the people that you can't excel with if someone's holding you back. It is better to be alone and find your people than try to, like, find your people while these people are holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I agree with that.
I think maybe we both went through a lonely season right before we met each other.
Yes.
But we were down for loneliness because it's what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fell in love.
The rest is history.
I need to stop saying that. This podcast, I've talked about you so much. It's kind of adorable, but it's a bit much. Well, Annie, would you like to give some final concluding thoughts on navigating your early 20s? Friendships, dating, life, career. Talk to me.
I think a big thing about your 20s is being open-minded. Living those experiences, learning from them, and then changing. Those three steps, very simple, right? And it starts from going out there, like you were saying.
Say the three again.
Okay, so going out there and experiencing new things, learning lessons from those experiences, and then, if need be, implement new changes in your life.
Did you change it?
No, it's the same thing. I just reworded it.
Okay, I was like, yeah, oh my gosh, like, she's crazy.
It's a healthy cycle. Like,
yeah,
if there were good things from that experience, take those good things. The mm-hmm. bad things, okay, don't repeat it. And that's how every experience is, mm-hmm. right?
And the awareness that you can have to see. Ooh, that.
Self-awareness. That was a big one we talked on Daniel's podcast, because mm-hmm. a lot of people lack self-awareness. And in your early 20s, that can be a little, like, dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It can be dangerous because you're legal, first of all. Like, you could get in trouble mm-hmm. if you lack that self-awareness, and it goes to an extreme, you know? But it can affect your relationships with your friends, your partner, your family. So I think it all roots to self-awareness. Yep. You can't learn without first having those conversations in your head, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, like, self-awareness. Ask yourself those weird, hard questions. Am I okay? Is this the way I want? Is what I'm doing now going to set me up for the future that I want? Should I have done that? Should I do that again? Is this a mm-hmm. good person for me to be around? Do I want to do what I'm about to do? Those kind of things, and allow yourself to just really process things, answer these questions, and find your truth. It's in there.
Yeah. And honestly, friends come and go. The ones who stay, they're called family.
Are we family?
We're more than family. Yes. But, you know, like, it sucks having to cut people off, but when they're not adding value to your life,
mm-hmm.
let's say, like you were saying, like, let's say there's people who are shutting you up or trying to shut you up or being very discouraging and pessimistic, and you want to help them, right? And you try and try. There's no point. You're wasting your energy and time.
Mm-hmm.
Why surround yourself with that energy?
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. That was quite a complete message. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for receiving my Annie Animal Car here. She will be on again because she's always with me, and we love each other. And anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Keep elevating, keep growing. Do what you have to do to create the future that you want. Stay inspired and keep elevating. Goodbye.
Beautiful.
Thanks. I kind of messed up, but.